in the low to mid 80s. Monday, it's not over. Showers and thunderstorms. Then finally, on Tuesday, I see improvement. Boy, get our weather app on your phone or tablet. If you don't already have it, it's going to be your best friend over the next few days with potential push notifications for any flooding alerts, advanced interactive radar and future radar, and a lot more. Go to the App Store, search Rich Thomas Weather. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Now at Nuke's, the express market with freshly prepared goodness meals to go. Grab-and-go proteins and house-made sauces. Pick up anytime or place order on the Nuke's app for curbside delivery. You'll be the hero at your next dinner. Nuke's, 7880 Vaughn Road.
Hi, this is Bo Goodson from the Goodson Group with an updated 2019 market report. According to MLS statistics, sales in the River region are up almost 8% from last year at the same time. The MLS statistics from MLS show that homes are selling for approximately 97% of the list price, and there has been over 1,700 closings so far this year in the River region. We are negotiating multiple offers on our listings, and sometimes our buyers are competing with other buyers for the same property. What all this means is we have a much better real estate market than we've had in over a decade. Buyers are still being able to secure low interest rate, fixed rate loans, and when they buy a home, the chances that their equity will grow is at a pace not seen since 2008. For a complete market report on your house, call the Real Estate Source, the Goodson Group, 551-0225, or email me directly, bogoodson@charter.net.
Bill's Electrical Service, to whom may I direct your call?
To Bill.
Oh, one moment. This is Bill speaking.
Hello, Bill. I was just wondering if your company has a drug testing program.
Oh, why do you ask?
Well, it seems kind of important.
It is important. Electricity is complicated and potentially dangerous. And if a technician isn't thoroughly trained and mentally sharp, the results can be disastrous.
You know what? Never mind, Bill. I'll just call Crosby Electric.
Now, hold on there. Truth is, I get tested every month.
Oh.
Yeah, my parole officer will bust me if I don't.
Oh.
To wear the Crosby Electric uniform, technicians have to undergo background checks, regular drug testing, and ongoing safety training.
So, what were you in for, Bill?
Well, they called it arson, but it was an accident. I just got my wires crossed. Hello? Hello?
To protect your home and your family, always call the experts at Crosby Electric or visit us at CrosbyElectric.com.
A1 Plumbing.
Listen, I need a plumber over here right now.
Let's see. We could get to that in about 3 weeks.
3 weeks?
Uh-huh.
Look, I was installing a new toilet and the water line broke. Now I'm standing in about 3 feet of water and it's still rising fast.
Uh-huh.
Look, I'll give you $50 extra if you can send someone right now.
Maybe 2 weeks.
Okay, $100, but you need to get here right now.
All right, keep your shirt on. What's that address?
I'm at 3301 Center Avenue. It's a block from the door.
Must have changed his mind.
Whether your problem is big or small, Cole Plumbing can fix it right, usually the first time and as economically as possible. With our experienced and background-checked employees, we take pride in knowing that we are one of the most trusted companies in the area. When there is trouble with your bowl, call on Cole, 279-8919, or go to coleplumbing.com.
It's time for news and views from 9 till noon. Montgomery's conversational radio show. To join the conversation, call 272-9228. It's news and views from 9 till noon, only on News Talk 93.1 FM. Now, here's Baron and Jack.
Their sound's matured a little bit as they've gotten older and put out a few albums, Mumford & Sons. I do like this song, though. I love this line. Have I not made a note to every word you ever said? All right, guys, 6.5 minutes after 10 o'clock. Dave Mowry, Baron Coleman here, taking your phone calls at 272-9228. That's the bathinnovations.com guest hotline if you want to get in. 272 9228, and, you know, we can talk about really whatever you want to talk about. Somehow the District 74 race came up. I think Red Top raised that. No, I raised it because I asked him about Charlotte because I heard him, or I heard of a conversation he had about Charlotte. And somebody either called or texted me this morning, I can't remember which, asked him, or yesterday, asking me about something he said. And I said, well, if he calls today, I'll ask him. If he calls today, I'll ask him. And so he called and I asked him. Now, you know, I don't think the average person understands what the state legislature does, what they're capable of doing.
Oh, no, of course not. Well, I mean, nobody, people don't, you know.
I don't even think the state legislature understands what they do.
I had a friend who, he had a client that won a special election for state senate. And he said, "I'm not sure he knows what he thinks he's getting into.
What he signed up to do?
I think he thinks he's going to D.C. tomorrow."
I think a lot of people assume Dick Brubaker served in Washington D.C. because he was a senator.
Well, like, have you ever? My favorite is when they're like, "Well, you know, the House has passed all this legislation, but the Senate is the one that stalls it."
Right.
Because people are gonna. They're really going to make the difference, you know, when they mm-hmm. go, you know, when you tell them, no, in the House, we tried all this, but there's guys in the Senate, and they're like, well, we don't know the difference.
Yeah.
You know, of any level.
Well, here's the thing I've never understood about bicameral legislatures anyway. In the United States, the bicameral legislature is designed to protect small states. It gives Delaware and Wyoming equal representation with California. And so the House of Representatives... House of Representatives is distributed based on the population.
Mm-hmm.
So California gets 50, 55, 58 representatives. Alabama gets 7 because they are, you know, multiple times larger than we are. But the Senate, California gets 2 and Alabama gets 2. So it makes sense to have a body based on the population and a body based on the number of states.
Mm-hmm. But when you have a state legislature where they're both just based on population.
It would make more sense to have a state legislature based on population in the House, and then each county gets one senator.
Yeah, or something like that, yeah.
Or each three-county region gets one senator or something. But it doesn't make any sense because what are you protecting in the Senate? I mean, it's just an additional added level.
It's just an additional barrier.
Nebraska recognized this reality. It has the only unicameral legislature in the country. They have just a House.
Or just a Senate.
Or whatever it is.
They call it the unicameral. So I don't know. I don't know. Yeah.
But I've never understood. If you want to make things faster and easier to understand and smoother and cleaner.
No, nobody wants to do that.
Do away with the Alabama Senate.
Nobody wants to do that.
Do away with the Senate.
You want to make it slower. Is there another layer that we can layer over that layer to make it slower?
Yeah,
make things less
likely
to pass?
Do you want to make it slower?
Yeah.
Why?
That's the whole point.
No, it's the think of how fast the budgets would come out in one House.
Yeah, but who cares? Yeah. No, listen. You and I both know that they would find a way to stall it for the entire time so they could, you know, go to...
Not if you only did the budget every year and every other year you could do everything else.
North Carolina has that. They have the short session and the long session. They have a budget session and then they have a... But, again, what it really ends up being is... Basically, just what we have, just in a different form.
Just do a budget every year. Every year they meet for like 2 weeks and do a budget. And then every other year they meet 3 months and put out everything else they want to do.
Yeah.
I'll tell you why I'm talking about this today. The Hubbard hearing yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
I read the AP version. Kim Chandler did a great write-up. I read Bill Britt's version on AL Reporter. I read Josh Moon's screed. Josh sometimes gets it right. Sometimes he's overwrought. He's like mm-hmm. he's like a 14-year-old goth girl sometimes. I mean, just a little too much emotion, too purple. Emo, that's the word I was looking for. He's like a 14-year-old goth emo girl.
The world is going to end and it'll never recover if my coverage is acquitted. We'll never be able to be safe in Alabama ever again.
Come on, man. Take it easy. But I read Brian Lyman probably had the best write-up in the Montgomery Advertiser. And I do this on big stories. I look at everybody's mm-hmm. just to see. Lyman probably had the best write-up. Kim Chandler probably had the next best write-up. Then Bill Britt actually did a fairly good job. He was pretty biased, but I understand that. He didn't like Mike.
Right.
But as I was doing that, as I was reading through that, I thought, why in the world is the state legislature meeting all the time? It's not necessary. Pass the budget. Maybe once every 4 years we can update DUI laws and introduce new crimes to the code. We don't need to meet every year. Do you know how many bills they passed this year? It was ridiculous. Hundreds. Hundreds of new laws.
Well, hundreds. But a lot of that is, what do you call it? A lot of it's like, that's what I'm looking for here. Like local legislation and stuff where you have to, you know, move this city into the PJ or, you know, move this that way or allow these people to have a referendum so they can have drinks by the glass or, you know, all that
stuff. We can do that every
stuff.
4 years or every 2 years. We don't need to do that every year. We don't need to do that every year. But I was looking through there, and I do want to talk about the Hubbard case a little bit. And I will offer a disclaimer. I mean, I think everybody knew that I got dragged into that. But it's an interesting take. It's an interesting read when you read the different ones. And I think Brian Lyman, again, in the Montgomery Advertiser, I don't praise the Montgomery Advertiser often because I think it's a piece of trash fish wrap most days. But his write-up on that was actually...
We're probably lucky that they still have Brian.
Fairly good. If Brian ever leaves, the Advertiser needs to close.
Correct.
Honestly. I mean, or just turn into like a Mickey Welsh photography class.
Which, you know, that would work too, I guess.
I mean, I would rather buy a collection of Mickey Welsh photography on a daily basis than read what, you know, half-literate fourth graders are writing over there. Brian Lyman is the only one that knows how to spell. Getting rid of editors was bad for the media.
Mm-hmm.
13 minutes after 10 o'clock. Who is this?
Good morning.
Hey, Randall.
I say on the two y'all talking about that we all heard on the radio on another show, I'm going to be honest, I ain't got a dog in that fight, but if anybody votes for either two of them, they are the closed-mindedest two people I've ever heard on the radio.
Who?
The lady you just talking about, the dude with the T that's a cop, or the cop with the Montgomery.
Talking about Charles Meadows and Jay King, I guess?
Yeah,
running for 74. And man, it just, the word that came out, she actually said they shouldn't be treated well in prison. Shouldn't be treated well. I mean, that come out of her mouth. And then the other dude, he just straight up. I mean, I know Red Top ain't voting for him because he don't want to have nothing to do with CBD oil or marijuana. So, I mean, they just closed mine.
Of course and then, not, because his livelihood depends on being able to arrest people for ticky-tack crimes. That's my point. If you ever really correct a lot of the problems, you won't have these massive agencies. You won't have hundreds of lawyers. I think they're probably thousands of lawyers around the state employed in incarcerations.
Mm-hmm.
Either investigation side, the DA side, the police side. I mean, you got lawyers every step of the way in here. The courts, the judges, all this stuff. There are thousands of lawyers employed because we're arresting the same people over and over and over and over and over again. We're not fixing the problem, and we're not closing down the southern border, so heroin and cocaine are coming in, and meth, and people are turning into lunatics and murdering people. Now, they'll always find drugs to do, but how about we do drugs that make them happy and sit on the couch and eat chili dogs?
And it really, the rest and ramped up in the Bill Clinton era. I mean, it was just like, all of a sudden, you know, it doubled, you know, within 6 months. I mean, it was crazy, the stuff they did behind it. You going back and looking. But when you were talking about the golf course earlier that Donald's going to, Mr. Trump, I mean, I have watched a documentary on that thing because I've got into documentaries the last 6-8 months. I don't even know how. I didn't even know how much I didn't know about America, even though, you know, some of them, you know, leave you to think. But he took hell over there building that golf course. There were people painting "Go Away Trump" on the side of the house. I mean, there was one old man and a lady that gave him teetotal crap. So I'm talking about. I don't know the name of it. I wish I did, but if you could ever look it up, man, it's one funny one to watch the Donald play the Trump on this one. I think it's called Got Trump or something like that. But they fought him tooth and nail over that golf course over there, and tooth and nail. Now, I mean, painting on the side of your house, go away, Trump. But anyway, man, enjoying the show, and I can't wait. You have somebody on that, you know, for 74 that cares about the people and not about the paperwork.
Well, let me say this. I wish I cared more about local races. I wish I did. I wish I could get involved and get fired up. I wish that I thought it mattered who represented District 74. I wish that I thought that it would benefit the state or the city of Montgomery or District 74 based on who was in there. But I don't. I don't think it matters. I mean, you're just a cog in the machine up there. If Charlotte wins, I think it's going to come down to Charlotte or Michael Fritz. I think they'll probably both go into the runoff, and one of those two will win. If Charlotte's in there, you know, we know where she is. She's an establishment Republican. She's a safe pick from that perspective. She's not going to be in there banging the drum for, you know, Democrat principles and policies and that kind of stuff. But she'll also vote however the leadership tells her, just to be comfy and stay and keep getting reelected, because that's her personality. If Michael Fritz is in there, I'm actually, you know, the reason I'm supporting Michael Fritz, and this is going to run a lot of people off of him, and I probably shouldn't say it if I want him to win. We have almost no lawyers in the House or Senate. Almost no lawyers in the House or Senate. We've lost several good lawyers who understand legislation and the legislative process in the last few years to retirement.
And understand, like, hey, look, if you pass this, it's not going to hold up.
Right.
You know, hey, look, you know, if you
it's
do
not
this,
gonna do this.
You know,
or here
why
the,
are we doing this?
Here are the
this
unintended consequences. Right. Here are how prosecutors are going to apply this stuff.
Mm-hmm.
You end up with really bad laws. Alabama has a hankering for writing very bad legislation. Really horrific. And I'm not talking about the abortion legislation. I'm talking about just your run-of-the-mill, you know, ethics legislation. The ethics bill was terribly flawed. And Brian Taylor, to his credit, tried to write a good bill. And I do like Brian Taylor personally. I consider him a friend. We talk fairly regularly. And you know, I don't talk to him as much now that he's at the governor's office, but we talked very, very frequently before he went to the governor's office. And I like Brian Taylor. I think he's a decent, honest guy. We disagree on issues, but that doesn't...
Yeah, but
I don't call into question his integrity.
That's exactly right.
We do agree. We do disagree vehemently on some issues.
Yeah, and that's fine.
But
he's not coming from a place of, you know, of wanting to do
no,
wrong.
He's trying to get the right
he
answer.
He really is.
He's trying to get the right answer. but we've lost Brian Taylor. We've lost Isaac Wharton, who was, in my opinion, elevated to a circuit judge in mm-hmm. Macon, Randolph, in Chambers County. Fantastic guy. But if you ever sat in the House, I did. I used to sit over there and watch, and you have. Before any bill came up that was either brought up on short notice or was difficult to understand or had a lot of moving parts, you would see a huddle gather around Isaac Wharton's desk as he explained what was happening to people. Tim Wadsworth does that now, and Tim Wadsworth and Isaac Wharton sat next door to each other, same desk, they connected, and they sat there, and Will Ainsworth sat right there. The three of them would sit there and explain all the legislation to people. They would all come over. But Will Ainsworth's now in the Senate as the lieutenant governor, and Isaac Wharton's a judge. So you're left with basically Tim Wadsworth down there trying to explain everything. Paul Beckman's a lawyer. He's gone. We lost a lot of lawyers. Paul DeMarco's a lawyer. He's gone.
Mm-hmm.
We've lost a lot of lawyers in the House the last few years. And as a result, the legislation's getting worse and worse and worse and worse and worse. And so, yes, I'm a lawyer. And, yes, I know it probably murders him. And some people are like, oh, he's a lawyer. I'll never vote for him. I think it's a dumb decision.
Correct.
I think it's a dumb decision because you do need some lawyers in there to explain how this stuff works. And you can't have six lawyers at LRS explaining everything to everybody. It's not their job. Their job is to write it, not explain the unintended consequences of everything. 20 minutes after 10 o'clock, a little Linda Ronstadt. One of the sexiest songs ever written. Little Blue Bayou.
Saving nickels, saving dimes. Working till the sun don't shine. Looking forward to happier times on Blue Bayou.
And talk without the static. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
What if you had your own personal recruiter to help you find a better job? And they would say, hey, I found a company that likes your profile and may even pay you more. Well, if you had a personal recruiter, that's what they'd do. But now, ZipRecruiter's technology can do that for you. Just download the free ZipRecruiter job search app, customize your job matches, and its technology does the work. It hustles for you to find jobs you'll like and puts your profile in front of employers who may be looking for someone just like you. If a company likes your profile, ZipRecruiter lets you know. And if you are interested, you can apply. No wonder ZipRecruiter is the number one rated job search app. And based on a third-party survey, 7 out of 10 people who found a new job on ZipRecruiter increased their salaries. So download the free ZipRecruiter app today and put the power of technology to work for you.
Results of a 2017 U.S. survey of over 500 ZipRecruiter users who got hired for a job they found on ZipRecruiter.
Message and data rates may apply.
Do you want to learn how to get started making money flipping houses right here in Montgomery? If so, we have an amazing opportunity for you. We're looking for a small group of motivated individuals to join our real estate investing team. You'll be introduced to our three-step system for flipping homes right here in the local area. This is Stan Merrill, star of A&E's hit TV show Flip This House. My team and I are looking for a handful of people in the Montgomery area who want to learn how to get started making money flipping houses in your spare time using other people's money. Montgomery is a perfect market for my system, and this week I'm holding a free two-hour educational workshop where we'll share how to get started making money flipping houses and how to build long-term wealth with income properties.
To get two free tickets to Than's workshop, text your five-digit zip code to 82,000. Seating is extremely limited, so text your five-digit zip code to 82,000 right now because this free ticket offer expires this Friday. Just text your zip code to 82,000.
Hi, this is Don Duncan with Don Duncan's All-American Automotive and Tire. Just want to say a big thank you to Blue Water Broadcasting. They've been a big partner in our success. And again, thank you guys so much for all you've done for us. If you need anything, come see us. Again, this is Don Duncan with All-American Auto and Tire.
Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
Guys, welcome back in. Dave Mowry, Baron Coleman here with you from 9 to noon, 25 minutes after 10 o'clock. I do want to tell everybody about my friends over at Chase Interiors because a lot of people try to do a little bit of everything, and they go into business. They think, man, I don't want to limit what I do. I want to be able to do everything. Well, the problem is you don't end up doing everything well. It's like the place that has Italian food and seafood and steaks and... They try to, you know, throw in a salad bar.
Chinese noodles. And,
yeah, you know. I mean, you know, and then they got a pad thai dish for some random reason. They don't do anything well. It's just an average, below average restaurant. Well, listen, if you do one thing and do it well and do it better than anybody else, you'll make a name for yourself. Chase Interiors has done exactly that. Chase Interiors does walls, and they do ceiling repair. That's it. Drywalls, cracks, holes, walls, ceilings, doesn't matter. They'll come do it. You see a lot of people with these watermarks in their ceiling where something's dripped or something's leaked upstairs and made its way down. You see these gigantic cracks going through the walls, gigantic cracks going through the ceilings. Maybe the holes weren't cut properly for the recessed lighting. There's all kinds of problems that pop up. AC leaks, man. Holy mackerel. AC leaks. Not only that, giant water bomb. The water heater people put upstairs. Anything at all to do with ceilings or walls, you call Chase Interiors, 799-1502, 799-1502. You can contact Trey there, 799-1502. Again, drywall, sheetrock, it doesn't matter. Anything at all to do with interior walls or ceilings, Trey over at Chase Interiors, 799-1502, or find him online, chaseinteriors.com. Steve? Oh, excuse me. Steve, you're on the air.
Thank you.
in regards to the Alabama legislators, they might not be so quick to come to Montgomery if there was a public corruption unit in the DA's office.
I have long advocated for Daryl Bailey to open a public corruption unit in the DA's office.
If there was a high sheriff that would jump on that horse and it be known to everyone that we're going to aggressively go after public corruption, whether it be at the legislature, whether it be at the county or the city level, we're going after it. They might not want to come here so frequently and see their girlfriends and drink and party and raise hell as much.
Boyfriends too, sir. Don't forget, these are Alabama Republicans we're talking about.
This is true. We don't want to leave out anyone that might be infected by them.
Uh-huh.
Just a thought, but it's not going to happen because you know who the DA's offices get their money from?
The legislature.
There you go.
You don't bite the hand that feeds you, my friend.
It's a pipe dream. Have a good day.
Yeah, Jim Ziegler experienced that firsthand. He went after Hubbard, and he got his budget cut by like two-thirds and had to fire everybody in the office. So, I get it. Look, I get it. I get it as much as anybody gets it. I know how the game works. I understand that. But I still think it would be wonderful to see Daryl Bailey say, you know what, I'm firing up the public corruption unit. We're gonna open a grand jury. We're going to start looking into some of this stuff. And just keep that grand jury open. Keep it open for a year or two. Go through some stuff. Use it as an investigatory grand jury. I'm not suggesting you investigate people. I'm not saying you start out with something specific, but my goodness, you don't have to ask around long before you find the oodles of corruption going on up there. I like Steve. That's a good call. Steve is a former law enforcement officer, for those that don't know. And so he understands the legal side. I thought he was going to give me a hard time for saying that there are a lot of people employed investigating crime where they arrest the same people over and over and over. But that's the reality.
It is.
The reality. You arrest these people over and over and over.
And,
take them to the DA. The DA takes them to the judge. The judge puts them in jail. They get out. They do it again.
Most cops, most DAs, most most judges will tell you that.
And it's very, very profitable. I mean, go look at the budgets. Go look at the budgets for the Alabama district attorneys. Now, they're not nearly as high as they should be, frankly.
Correct.
And I would love to see, I think it's something like less than a dollar per person in Montgomery that pays towards the DA's office. I mean, something foolishly low. I chip in more than that if they could hire some more lawyers. But then you got to have more judges. Because if you've got more lawyers and you're ready to take all these cases to trial, now you got to have judges to push them through the trial.
Well, and I mean, I think that's probably part of the, part of the reason that they don't.
They don't step up?
Well, no, that in Montgomery that they don't because, I mean, they have their hands full with all this other stuff that they have to do. You know, they don't necessarily have the funds or the bandwidth to go for public corruption at all times.
Well, judges don't have many trial weeks anymore.
Right. I mean, because here's the thing. Like, if you think that Daryl Bailey is going to look the other way on a crime.
No, absolutely
he's
not.
Going
to. No way. He's not going to look the other way on a crime. But
he might go, you know what? This is even though because I don't know if everyone in the audience knows that the Montgomery DA's office has
jurisdiction. They have jurisdiction over public corruption in Alabama.
And so, you know, not everybody knows that. But the thing is, I bet you that because they're not set up really to investigate it and they don't have the unit, he probably takes the tips and refers them to the AG's office. Where people think that that's supposed to come from.
Well, you think the DA's office, Steve, has no incentive to investigate. AG's office has less incentive. And they largely look the other way. And you'll notice they structured it with the AG's consent so that it all has to start at the Ethics Commission. Well, they had the least incentive to investigate public corruption. So, anyway, 31 minutes after 10 o'clock. Dave Mowry, Baron Coleman here with you from 9 to noon. We're going to get the clocks righted. We went a little long the first segment, so we went a little short the second. That way we don't have one of these 1 or 2 minute segments at the end of the hour. Have you seen the video of the hypersonic missile? This is not it, by the way. It's amazing. Absolutely amazing. We'll be back.
carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
Hello, everyone. Robbie Pelt with Capital City Roofing. If you think about it, your home is your biggest investment in life. Your roof covers your home, so why jeopardize your biggest investment on a roofer you don't know anything about when you can deal with a reputable roofing company like Capital City Roofing? We have an A-plus Better Business rating and the best manufacturers and workmanship warranties available. We do all residential and commercial roofing applications that are certified through the manufacturer to ensure you get the best material and workmanship money can buy. We also have your project in our best interest before and after construction has been done. Don't hesitate to call us if you have any roofing issues or questions. We will match any of our competitors' price and give you the same great workmanship warranty. We also give free estimates. Give us a call today and let us show you the difference. 277-3311. That's 277-3311. Or you can check us out on the web at www.capitalcityroofing.com. Capital City Roofing. We capitalize the roofing industry.
It's hot fun in the summertime. Hey, you can be the captain of your ship, or in this case, your watercraft, courtesy of Ward Yamaha Honda Suzuki Kawasaki in Troy, Alabama. They are a family-owned business celebrating 46 years, three generations, and the fourth generation is here. It's watercraft season, and Ward's has the Yamaha Wave Runners, one of the lightest, fastest, reliable, most fuel-efficient watercraft on the market today. They specialize in side-by-sides, Polaris, Kawasaki, Yamaha, and Honda. And they also specialize in building your side-by-side the way you want it. Top, windshield, winches, lift kits, wheels, and tires. Ward's has it. So go by and be a part of the family. 46 years strong, you can call Ward's today and get it taken care of. See AJ, Troy, Garrett, and check them out on Facebook. Ward Yamaha, Troy, Alabama.
From the Fox Business Network, stocks are higher after yesterday's rally attributed to the Federal Reserve indicating it would lower interest rates if needed to keep the economy expanding. There's an encouraging reading on the service sector of the economy. The ISM non-manufacturing reading for May improved from April. Sean Galani of MoneyMap Press.
The Federal Reserve came in and saved the day. I don't think we're out of the woods yet. If the trade talks with China continue to be at a stalemate and nothing happens, no resolution with Mexico, then I think the market continue back down.
Ford shares are sharply lower, down nearly 2% after China fined Ford's joint venture for its sales practices there. Investors are concerned it's a sign of the trade dispute escalating. Ford sells about 1.3 million cars in China every year through the partnership with a Chinese company. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Jenny Cosola.
Prescription products require an online physician consultation and are only available if the physician determines a prescription is appropriate. See website for full details.
Hey guys, good news. The expensive little blue pill is now generic, which means you can get the prescription medication to treat ED at affordable prices. And now get your first month supply for just $5 at 4hims.com/Chris. Hims connects you with real doctors online who can prescribe the medication. And a pharmacy sends it right to your door. So easy. To get your first order for just $5, you need to go to 4hims.com/Chris. That's 4hims.com/Chris.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking, a family-owned company with competitive pay and great benefits, good home time, and new equipment arriving daily. Be a part of the family. Give Wiley Sanders a call at 855-777-9785.
Rich Thomas Weather.
We are in for a serious amount of rain over the next few days, and I am not exaggerating. Today will be another warm day with a high temperature around 92, 93, but we're done with the 90s after today. Scattered thunderstorms popping up later this afternoon, this evening, and tonight, with tonight's low 73. Tomorrow, showers and thunderstorms, a good bet, high 83. Friday, Saturday, Sunday, showers and thunderstorms, locally heavy tropical downpours, highs in the low to mid 80s. Monday, it's not over, showers and thunderstorms. Then finally, on Tuesday, I see improvement. Boy, get our weather app on your phone or tablet. If you don't already have it, it's going to be your best friend over the next few days with potential push notifications for any flooding alerts, advanced interactive radar and future radar, and a lot more. Go to the App Store, search Rich Thomas Weather. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Smart Skin Spa and Salon is the River Region's full-service med spa, day spa, and salon, located in historic downtown Prattville. With over 500 square feet, Smart Skin offers over 100 services of all things brings beauty and relaxation. Find them online or on Facebook now.
Cornerstone Managing General Agency, cornerstonemga.com, 356-1502. My man Greg Wren over there, solid individual, solid human being, Cornerstone Managing General Agency. These guys are dynamite. I mean, dynamite in the realm of employee benefits. I mean, that's what they do. They do employee benefits. And so you get in touch with Cornerstone Managing General Agency, you will be well on your way, amigos, well on your way to having the best deal possible for your employees. What kind of benefits? Well, obviously, we're talking health insurance, vision, dental, disability, life, those types of things. That's what we're talking about. If you provide any of those or you want to provide some of those, call Cornerstone Managing General Agency, 356-1502, or check them out online, cornerstonemga.com. Dave Mowry, Baron Coleman here. I just got a text just now, Dave.
Just now?
Just now. Just got the mail.
Mm-hmm.
Daniel Sparkman supports schools, economies, and values.
Oh.
Jesse Hefner will support pay raises for the state of Alabama retirees. I have never heard of any of them except Charlotte. Some of them have been going door to door. I am just in the district. And even Stephen Reed's folks came by late yesterday afternoon. Banging on doors, huh? I do like door-to-door in a close race. I would not be going door-to-door in Charlotte Meadows District 74 race. It's not a close race. Your door-to-door can move you a few points. And it can effectively move. I'll give you an example. Tim Wadsworth, who I referenced earlier, he beat Richard Bond. Terrible human being. There were, gosh, I think 9,000 or 8,000 votes cast in that race. Mm-hmm. He won by 62 votes.
Mm-hmm.
He knocked himself personally on 1,700 doors.
Mm-hmm.
You think he wins if he doesn't knock on 1,700 doors? No. No, I guarantee you he convinced 31 people to change their mind. And it won the race for him. It won the race for him. You can win a close race going door to door. If you're at 4 points and you're trying to get to 50,
not gonna happen.
You better have some cash. Straight cash, homie.
Yeah. What is it that moves numbers?
Paid communication. You better have a way to get your...
Not going viral on Facebook. Not organic reach.
You know what?
Not any of that. It is cash on the barrelhead to get your message into mailboxes and onto screens.
And over the airwaves.
Correct.
Are celebrating in our household or in our family.
Oh, yeah?
My sister's birthday.
Oh, all right.
June 5th.
Happy birthday, Baron.
She
sister.
Is 4 years, 6 months, 3 days, and 14 minutes older than I am.
You never let her forget it, do you?
No, huh? Now, when I was younger, that was an advantage. It was advantage Casey.
Right.
Now it's advantage Baron.
Big time advantage Baron.
Because I am still in my 30s, Dave. For another 6 months.
You're very, very young.
Holy mackerel, I'll be 40, Dave. Not ready for that.
Yeah, I've been through it.
You're what, 42?
I'll be 42, yeah.
42. In December?
No,
July. In July? Mm-hmm. Coming up soon?
Yeah, we'll have to have a big blowout.
Hey, that's our 5th year anniversary for the show.
It's 2 weeks after that.
That's right. You share a birthday with my father. We talked about this.
Mm-hmm.
How about that? All right, our number 272-9228. Boy, I got a lot more news than we are slowly getting through.
Yeah, you know.
Kamala Harris coming to Alabama. I'm tempted to go to this again.
Do you think
I went to the Bernie deal?
Do you think Kimchi will be with her, the guy with the mask that leads him around, the gun and giant around?
No, that's Kamala.
Oh,
this is Kamala.
Oh, okay,
Kamala, not to be confused with Camelot.
Right.
Presidential candidate and U.S. Senate candidate, U.S. Senator rather, Kamala Harris, Democrat, California, announced Tuesday she will campaign in Alabama later this week. This is her first campaign swing through Alabama.
Alabama.
Harris will focus on engaging women and African Americans in Birmingham and Montgomery. But I, because I identify as a woman and an African American, will be there. I might be there. I don't know if I'm going to go or not. I got to clear that one at home. Friday night, she'll hold a women's meet and greet in the Birmingham area where she's expected to denounce the recent Alabama abortion law.
Oh.
Saturday, she'll be the keynote speaker at the Alabama Democratic Conference, Kennedy Johnson King Luncheon. It is amazing to me, the ADC, it is amazing. Hang on one second, people. It's amazing to me the ADC has a luncheon named after Lyndon Baines Johnson. That is amazing to me.
Well, is that what it is? Where is it?
That is...
it's called the what?
The Kennedy Johnson King Luncheon.
Oh, okay. Well,
King, I understand, obviously. The ADC is the black wing of the Alabama Democratic Party, which is 90% of the Alabama Democratic Party. Yeah, I'm looking at it. Kamala Harris going to be in Montgomery. But that's going to be closed because that's going to be only to the ADC.
Yeah, you have to sponsor it.
I want to go to this one in Birmingham. I mean, Bernie could be president. Kamala could be president. Good. I'm going to miss a chance to look at the president face-to-face in Alabama. The potential future president. So I'm tempted to go to this Friday night. Sure. A women's meet and greet. Now here, I want you to understand how... Imagine if a Republican candidate said, I'm going to come to Alabama, but I'm only meeting with whites and men.
Well?
I'm going to go to an exclusively white organization on Saturday, and on Friday night, I'm going to meet just with men. It's going to be a men's deal. You women don't matter anyway. Shouldn't even be able to vote. I mean, that's essentially what she's saying, right?
Mm-hmm.
She's coming to Alabama, but she doesn't want to meet with men or white people? That's amazing to me. Again, Dave, I long for the day. Oh, my gosh. I long for the day. I, Baron Coleman, June 5, 2019, 10:44 a.m., hereby announce. I long for the day. It's going to be 300, 400, 500 years down the road when all of humanity is the same chocolate milky substance color. No white people, no black people. Everybody's sort of... mellowed out to like when you put two squirts of Hershey's chocolate milk in there and you stir it up. Who's Kamala Harris going to meet with if she runs in 400 years? I'm going to go to Alabama, because that's how they're going to talk in the future. I'm going to go to Alabama and I'm going to meet with a subset of chocolate milky looking people, because we all sort of look chocolate milky in the year 2500. I'm so sick of race being a dividing issue. And Democrats... divide more than Republicans, period, end of story. I'm sorry. They just do. They just do. She's coming to Alabama, and she's not going to meet with men or white people. But yet there are men and white people who hate themselves so much they're going to vote for her. Watch it. You don't believe me? Watch it. I promise you.
Just watch.
Just watch. I promise you, you're going to see them. Riley Manning, he sees all kinds of colors. He sees red, yellow, black, and white, but he also sees like seafoam green, eggshell. What are some of the other colors we got? French elegance blue, French country elegance blue. I once painted my kitchen French country elegant blue. You know what it looked like when it went up? Blue.
Yeah, eggshell blue.
Yeah, just blue.
Yeah,
just kind of a blue. But anyway, Riley Manning will put any color you want. Let me tell you, this guy is amazing. This guy's truly amazing. 50-plus years he's been in this business. He could have retired. He could have retired, but he's so good at it. Why would he? Riley Manning, 799-1284. 799-1284. My second longest sponsor, going on 4.5 years now. What do we have today? 2, 4, 6, 8, 10. 12 live spots today. 12 live endorsements today. Riley Manning has been with me longer than all but one of them. All but one of them. Let me tell you something. If you ever hear someone say that radio advertising doesn't work, refer them to Riley Manning.
Mm-hmm.
Refer them to Riley Manning. He will set you straight. If you ever hear someone say advertising on News Talk 93.1 doesn't work, refer them to Riley Manning. 799-1284. Say, call Riley. Ask him. Riley's my best ambassador. I can think of one, two, three, or four of these ads just from today that are only on here because they talked to Riley. So 799-1284. You can check him out online. RileyManningPainting.com. He's the best. But Baron, I heard advertising on your show doesn't work. Call Riley.
Wrong.
Call Riley Manning. Ask him why he didn't retire 4 years ago.
If you heard that, you heard it wrong.
Wrong. Only Rosie O'Donnell. Wrong. We'll be back.
Get with Greg, Rich, Jay, and Emily Hayes, three men and a lady. Mornings, 6 to 9 on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Spring is in full swing now, and Cat House Marine is ready to get you on the water. If you need service or a new Yamaha outboard powered pontoon or bass boat, Cat House Marine is the place to go. At Cat House Marine, they have Yamaha outboard certified technicians and offer complete service on most makes and models. They have a great selection of new and used boats. So come browse the lot and find the one that is right for you today. You'll find great sales and service at your local Yamaha outboard dealer, Cat House Marine. Visit them on the web at cathousemarine.com or call 517-6500. That's 517-6500. Cat House Marine, I-65, exit 179. Go east 1 mile. Call today and make an appointment for same-day basic service.
Noble here with Dixie Electric Plumbing and Air. Join us this month as we donate a portion of our proceeds to Folds of Honor, a scholarship program for the children of service members who died or were disabled in the line of duty. Thank you for your support.
License number 15033.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of The Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday at 11 a.m. to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you. That's every Saturday at 11 a.m.
The River Region's first and only news talk station on FM. Live, local talk. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Had a rock hit, a whole album about a kid who plays pinball.
Mm-hmm.
Unbelievable.
What a terrible concept.
It's a horrific concept.
You ever seen the movie?
No.
Oh, God, it's so bad.
I can't even imagine.
I think Elton John plays the deaf, dumb, blind kid.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
What?
It's
a young Elton John?
Yeah. It's,
before he was famous?
Probably like about that. That's like from, I think the album is from like 69, but I think the movie came out in like 75.
Wow.
I got my dates right.
I had
here.
No idea. Alabama Home Mortgage, no confusion there, I'll tell you that. And it's no game. It's no pinball game to her. She is dealing with real people's lives, and she understands that. I call her like a doctor almost, like a nurse. I mean, she really gets in there and fixes problems and sets people's finances on a forward path. Kim Williams, Alabama Home Mortgage. I saw today, remember the other day when I was talking about the 10-year going down to 2.2? It was 2.06 this morning when I woke up. Hey, 2.06.
Tommy is the name of the movie.
Yeah. Well, that was the name of the album.
He's the performer of Pinball Wizard.
How about that? I did not know that.
Yeah, it's really, really bad.
Yeah, I can only imagine how bad that movie is.
Makes me want to refinance my house. Is that bad? Kim Williams, Alabama Home Mortgage, 567-4223. 567-4223. You can check her out online, alahomemortgage.com. Alahomemortgage.com. Here's the 10-year. Where is it here? 10-year was 2.08. Excuse me, not 2.06. 2.08 this morning when I woke up. 2.0812, as a matter of fact. The 2-year down to 1.78. Hello. The odds of a rate cut now zero. The odds of a rate hike now zero. The odds of a rate cut now 33%. So great time to look into house buying. Great time to get a mortgage. Great time to sell a house, frankly. When rates are low, you get more money for your house. NMLS number 1586368. She's an equal housing lender. Our number 272-9228 on the bathinnovations.com. Guest hotline 272-9228. Let me see one thing real quick. Oh, you mentioned something during the break on this day in 1968.
Yeah, RFK shot. Dead.
Dead as a wedge.
In Los Angeles after winning the California Democratic primary.
You know why he was shot dead? Well, we could talk about that.
Because Sirhan was mad about their support for Israel?
No.
Is that not why?
That's not why he was shot dead. I can assure you that's not why he
also,
was shot.
Also, anytime you bring up Bobby Kennedy and another guy who was shot, I think the same year, right? Yeah, April 4th was King.
Yeah.
Obligatory mention of his speech in Indianapolis on the night that King was shot. Maybe the best extemporaneous speech that I've ever seen.
RFK speech?
Mm-hmm.
Really? I don't know that I've seen it.
Gets up on a car and kind of just basically is like, you know.
It's gotten out of control.
Basically, in Indianapolis, like the only major city that didn't riot when MLK was shot.
Yeah.
Because RFK calmed everybody down.
That's good to hear. I didn't know that.
If you'd ever read the books that I gave you, Baron.
Well, I got a lot going on,
dude. You do?
I do.
What's more important?
All
the other stuff.
All the other stuff. Trying to raise 7 kids, work 2 jobs.
Oh, shut up. Nobody cares.
I bring that up. I'm glad you brought that up, and it reminded me of a story I have because I saw this headline and I couldn't figure it out. Breitbart.com headline, conservative journalist Lauren Southern announces plans to pursue a, quote, less public life. She's a Canadian political activist turned media personality. She ran as a Libertarian Party candidate in Canada's federal election back in 2015. She's very edgy. She wrote for Rebel Media. She left the company in 2017, started doing independent freelance work, wrote for and produced a lot of packages for a lot of conservative-leaning media over the years. Did a lot of good investigations. She forced, for example, the pro-migrant advocacy group Advocates Abroad to shut down all their social media after she caught their executive director admitting to coaching migrants on how to lie about asylum claims. She reported on NGOs and illegal trafficking of migrants into Europe through the Mediterranean. She was deplatformed from Patreon after that so that she couldn't continue to make a living. And I saw her, this headline, she's the one that released the Farmlands documentary about the South African white minority mm-hmm, population mm-hmm. that's being slaughtered over there that nobody's paying attention to. Trump commented on it right after the release of the documentary last year. Australia said they would offer visas to South African farmers to come over there and live and try to escape being slaughtered. And, just a lot of big-time stories. And now she has pulled back on social media and finally announced she's leaving public life to go live a more private life. Why would someone this effective, this well-known on the conservative wing, be forced to do this? She said she's going to go into academia.
Hmm.
She's going to try to write papers and get a degree and do some other stuff. Why do this? Why would she walk away from a successful career in freelance journalism to do that? Well, who killed Bobby Kennedy? Who doesn't want effective journalists forcing NGOs to shut up, forcing southern borders to be closed, bringing attention to the way migrants are brought into the United States unlawfully, illegally, and through deception. I just think someone got to her. She would never say that, of course. She said, thank you once again to all those who have supported me and made my work possible. I'm proud of what we've accomplished together, and you should be too. I intend on returning to school and pursuing my academics again. In doing so, I doubt this will be the last of me, but who knows? Maybe you'll read my name on papers, in journals, or as a byline in articles. The story of my political career may have more chapters one day, but they will not be in the same televised firebrand capacity you have seen before. I know people that know her personally. I do not know her personally, and I reached out to them this morning. Let's just say they agree with me that they feel like somebody got to her. So, you know, and I think it's the same people that killed Bobby Kennedy. Not the Saudis. Not Sirhan Sirhan.
Was he Palestinian?
Not the Palestinians.
Well, it wasn't the Palestinians. It was him.
It wasn't him. He's a patsy. Fall guy.
Just a patsy. A fall guy.
Speaking of my weird conspiracy theories, I have long said that this Ebola is not what it claims to be. And that they're killing healthcare workers over there who know the truth. Guess where Islamic State has decided to start launching. Now, Islamic State, by the way, and Al-Qaeda, those are the paramilitary wings of globalism and corporatism. They are the 21st century reason to launch wars in various places so that people can make a lot of money. They were founded by the United States government, the CIA, and the Obama administration in ISIS's case. The truest thing Donald Trump said during the entire election is Barack Obama founded ISIS, and everybody freaked out.
They did. They lost it.
They lost it because it was true.
And then he said, no, I don't mean that metaphorically. I mean that him and Hillary Clinton founded ISIS.
Yeah, no, and they were like,
He didn't double down. He tripled down.
People are like, well, he's clearly just saying that they created the...
not what I'm saying. Nope, wrong.
They paid for ISIS to start. And they did. They absolutely did. There's no reason ISIS would be in East Congo's deadly Ebola zone. But here's the headline. Islamic State claims deadly attack in East Congo's Ebola zone. The bloodshed has added to widespread insecurity that has hampered efforts to contain the second worst Ebola epidemic on record. ISIS claimed responsibility on Tuesday for a deadly overnight attack in the area of eastern Congo, hit by the Ebola epidemic. The deputy mayor of Beni said 13 civilians were killed. You know who those civilians were, don't you?
Aid workers.
Healthcare workers. Guys, I'm glad you listened to this program. You've got News and Views goggles on, and you can make it through the world. You don't need News and Views goggles to see your bathrooms ugly, though. You can see that yourself. You don't have to listen to this program. But if you listen to this program, you'll know about Bath Innovations. BathInnovations.com, 271-2723. Easy ways to get in touch with them. They're also on the East Boulevard, right in the Cronier's Jewelry Shopping Center. Cronier's Jewelry Shopping Center, right on the East Boulevard. BathInnovations.com. Get by Bath Innovations of Alabama. Check out. They are general contractors. They can do absolutely anything. But check out what they offer in the acrylic line.